Welcome to the Glory to His Name podcast, where our mission is to encourage, equip, and edify the people of God. We have a great message for you today. Travis Cole is bringing a message on the counsel of the Lord shall stand. And before Travis gets started, we do have a song from the ladies at Good Shepherd Baptist Church. We want to share that with you today. Also, Travis and I had an opportunity to go to the Kentucky State Capitol building and meet with Dr. Lee Watts. He is the chaplain to the Kentucky State Capitol. Does a wonderful job, been there 9 years now. He took over for Brother Joe, and Brother Lee's doing a wonderful job trying to share the gospel, reach out to our representatives in the state capitol. And so we had a great interview with him. We did videotape that, put that on our Facebook account, but we are going to make that into a podcast. We just have to do a couple edits on it. We'll have that up hopefully this week, and I think you'll enjoy that and all the insights that Brother Lee shares with us. So again, if you want to contact us at our podcast, please go to your email account and go to glorytohisnamepodcast@gmail.com. Again, all one word, glorytohisnamepodcast@gmail.com. If you'd like to correspond with us, have some questions, let us know what you think about the podcast. We really would appreciate that feedback. And we won't waste any more time. We'll get to Travis's message on the counsel of the Lord shall stand. And we will be back at the end for some parting thoughts.
God sent His Son. My Savior lives.
Many devices in a man's heart. Proverbs 19:21. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. And thank God that it does. Ecclesiastes, I want to just look at this subject a little bit as we finish out our time this morning. Ecclesiastes chapter number 7 and verse number 29, the Bible says, "Lo, this only have I found, that God hath made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions." He said, God said, "Lo, this one thing have I found." Good morning, Brother Chris. "This one thing have I found, that God hath made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions." And that's the truth. God made us right, right? He remember Cain and Abel back in the beginning? God didn't make Cain to slay his brother. I mean, he didn't do that way. God didn't intend for murder to take place. He made them right, but he sought out inventions. He got jealous of his own brother. Came from his own lust. The Bible says man is drawn away of his own lust and enticed, right? It's not God that does that. It's in our nature. It's in our sin nature. And it was because of the fall, and we've all inherited that nature, that sin nature that we've always got to fight and struggle against. The Apostle Paul talked about that continual battle between the flesh and the spirit, right? It's always striving, always striving. That's why we got to stay strong spiritually. That's why it's so important to be in the house of God. That's why it's so important to read our Bibles daily, to pray daily, to talk to the right people, to fellowship with the right people, because that striving's always there and the flesh is always trying to take the upper hand. But if we stay strong spiritually, the spirit can keep the upper hand, right? And we can make the right decisions and do the right things, and the counsel of the Lord can stand in our life. He said, "This one thing have I found," Solomon said, "that God hath made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions," and that's the truth. Proverbs chapter number 12 and verse number 2, the Bible says, "A good man obtaineth favor of the Lord, but a man of wicked devices will he condemn." Boy, let those wicked devices have rule in your life. And God said, "I'll condemn you. I'll condemn the man that lets wicked devices have place and have sway in his life." Psalm 21, verse number 11, "For they intended evil against thee," this is against the Lord, "they imagined a mischievous device which they are not able to perform." Now here's the wonderful thing about the counsel of the Lord. People can try to fight against the Lord, but they're not going to win, Brother Mike. God's going to win that battle every time. God's going to win that battle. People have contrived things against the Lord since the dawn of time, coming against God's people, coming against the church, coming against the things of the Lord. But if it's not God's will that takes place, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Back when Israel was taken into captivity, it wasn't any accident they were taken into captivity, Brother Chris. It wasn't that their enemies were stronger than they were and they just couldn't fight against them. God let it happen. And he let it happen to teach Israel a lesson because they were backslid, Brother David. They were out of the will of God. They needed to be taught. They had sinned against the Lord, and God knew it would do them good, Brother Jim. And it's the same way in our life. When God allows something to come in that we don't want to come in, we've prayed against it coming in, he's allowing it for a reason, right? It's there to teach us something. It's there to help us in our latter end, to help us later on. And when God's not for it, when God's not allowing it, it ain't going to happen. There is no counsel against the Lord that's going to stand. Now, his counsel will stand, but there's no counsel against his that's going to stand, not unless the Lord allows it to. Look over it at the book of Esther, Esther chapter number 9, if you would, in your Bibles. If you have time to turn there. Esther chapter number 9 and verse number 25. Esther chapter number 9, verse number 25. We just got a few verses to look at. We'll be finished up this morning. Esther 9, verse number 25. There's a wicked man in Esther's day. Haman had tried to come against God's people, and he was determined to eradicate the nation. He wanted to put them all to death, Brother Mike. And remember, they came to Esther, the queen, who was a Jewess, and asked her to go to the king, which wasn't, you couldn't do. You couldn't just go before the king for no reason. You had to have permission to go before the king, or it could mean sure death. Kind of like it was in Nehemiah's day, when you couldn't go before the king unless you had a pleasant countenance, Brother Mike, because it could be sure death. And Nehemiah was broken for God's people, and he went before the king anyway. He didn't care. He put his life in danger. Esther did the same thing. She was going to go before the king even if it meant her life, because somebody had given her wise counsel and said, Esther, who knows that you haven't been brought into the kingdom, that you, your life isn't here, that your story isn't now at this time for such a time as this. Who knows that you weren't brought into this place, into the palace, to be the king's wife for such a time as this. God's placed you here. He wants to use you. And you know, there's no accident. You're here this morning. You're where you are. God will use you if you'll be a vessel that'll be used. He'll use me if I'll be a vessel that'll be used for such a time as this. This is the time we were born into. Was it better back in the 50s? I'm sure it was. Was it better back in the 1800s, a godlier nation? I'm sure it was. But you know what? I wasn't born in the 1800s. I didn't get to grow up in the 50s, Brother Jim. I have to live now. And God can equip us now and today just like He could in the 50s, just like He could in the 1800s, the 1700s, the 1600s, the time of Christ. He's been equipping people in every generation to do what needs to be done. All He needs is a yielded vessel, and God will do the rest. He'll do the rest, Brother Mike. Doesn't matter what generation you live in, God will do His work through you if we'll just yield ourselves to Him. And God was getting ready to work through Esther here. And here in Esther chapter number 9, verse number 25, the Bible says, but when Esther came before the king, he commanded by letters that his wicked device, talking about Haman, which he had devised against the Jews, should return upon his own head, and that he and his son should be hanged on the gallows. Now, Haman had made a gallows, but it wasn't for him to be hanged on, Brother George. He wanted Mordecai, he wanted some of the Jewish people to be hung on those gallows. He wanted the Jewish people to be done away with. But see, that was against God's counsel. That was against what God's plan was. God wasn't going to allow that to happen. And he took the very device, remember in our verse, there are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. It was his device. That was literally a device, a physical device, a gallows to hang people on. He'd made a device to do away with God's people and almost succeeded, Brother Mike. He was really close to getting it done. And all of a sudden, God had somebody in place at just the right time for such a time as that, that he turned the course of the whole thing, and the very man that invented the gallows was hung in his own gallows because it was against the counsel of the Lord. The counsel of the Lord, folks, will stand. God's will is going to be done. It's going to be done. And it's something we can put confidence in. When God says it here, you can base your life on it. It's going to happen. It's going to happen just like God says it does. Don't ever let the news scare you. Don't let a bad report scare you. You know, there are probably people, Brother Josh, that think that we could have another flood like in Noah's day. Oh, my God, we're going to float away. But what did God say in His Word? No more floods, right? Rainbow in the clouds, that was His sign to mankind. We'll never have another flood like that flood. We're going to have floods, but not a worldwide flood that covers everything. Why? Because God promised it. And the counsel of the Lord shall stand. So I didn't have to sit up last night and think, well, I wonder if my house is going to float away. No, because I know the counsel of the Lord's going to stand. We're not going to have that kind of flood again. It's not going to ever get that bad again because the counsel of the Lord says so, and it's going to happen, right? Let's look at one other example. We just got one more this morning. We'll look at a couple scriptures, and we'll be done. Turn over in your Bibles to Genesis 37, just two verses here. We're going to be done real soon, I promise. Genesis 37, verse number 19. Genesis 37 and verse number 19. And boy, I tell you, things can look bleak sometimes. When God's carrying out His will, His purpose, the times can get mighty dark. You can look at situations sometimes and think, Lord, I don't know how you're going to get over this one. Lord, I don't know how you're going to overcome this situation, because it sure looks like it's everything but what you said it was going to be. That was the kind of situation that Esther faced in her day. It was the kind of situation that Nehemiah faced in his day. It's the kind of day that Joseph faced in his day. Genesis 37 and verse number 19. This was his brethren. Remember, Jacob loved Joseph, his son, made him that coat of many colors. Joseph began to have dreams. Remember about how God was going to rise him up and how he was going to lead a nation. And he said, I had a vision, told his brethren, said that they used to bind sheaves in the field. Back when they'd cut wheat in the field, they'd bind them into sheaves. They'd grab all that wheat and put it in a pile and tie the top of it together and bind that sheaf of wheat. And he said, I saw my sheaf rise up against your sheaf, and your sheaves bowed down to my sheaf. They knew what that meant. He was saying, I'm going to be your leader. You're going to be under me. And he was the younger of his brethren, not the older one. And they thought, you twerp, what are you talking? I'm not bowing down to nobody. I didn't have any brothers or sisters, but I guarantee if a conversation took place like that in my house, that would be the reaction, I guarantee you, by the older brothers and sisters. I ain't bowing down to you. You can forget that. That ain't going to be happening, right? Well, his brethren took it so far as they were so sick and fed up of Joseph, they were going to do away with him, right? They just wanted him gone out of their life. They were sick of his visions. They didn't want to hear any more about it. Get this spoiled little twerp out of my face. You know, that was what they thought. They said one to another, Genesis 37, verse number 19, his brothers, behold, this dreamer cometh. Come now, therefore, and let us slay him and cast him into some pit. And we will say some evil beast hath devoured him, and we shall see what will become of his dreams. They're going to do away with it, right? They're going to kill him, kill their own brother. Slay him, throw him in some pit, and say some evil beast had gotten him. But that was against the counsel of the Lord, Brother Mike. The very thing that Joseph dreamed happened. Now, it was a long road getting there, right? He had to go through the pit. He had to go through being a slave in Pharaoh's house, and he had to go into prison, but he eventually made it to be ruler of the whole nation. And the very brethren that tried to put him to death, Joseph was their provider. He provided grain for their household, brought his whole family into Egypt to deliver them from the famine. The very thing that he said would come to pass came to pass. And you know what? Sometimes it's a hard road getting to where you're going. It isn't always easy. I had somebody tell me, at a fellow when I was in insurance, a fellow I had a lot of respect for at the time. He said, boy, he said, everything in life, he said, when you're trying to get somewhere, it's going to go through the junkyard. All success goes through the junkyard. He said, you got to go through there to get to it. It's just part of life. He said, I don't know why it's that way, but it is. And it is. Everybody's got a story. Everybody's got a struggle, and it's never easy. Anything you set out to do, Brother Mike and I are trying to do something now, just something small for the Lord. Trying to do something for the Lord, having this little podcast thing we're doing. We're going around interviewing Christian people. We've had all kinds of obstacles already. Technology obstacles, people obstacles, problems, our obstacles with us. I mean, it's just a little thing. But anything you set out to do, I don't care what it is, you're going to have struggles. It's always going to be an uphill climb. But you know what? It makes the victory sweeter when you get to the other end. Brother Chris, I guarantee you, when you started your business and you all started looking at land, and then you had to look at a building, and then you had to get a grant, and you had to get equipment, and you had to, all that's a battle, man. It's a struggle. You're learning stuff you don't know anything about. I mean, it's a battle. It doesn't come easy, right? Things don't come easy when you're trying to accomplish something in this life for the Lord, or otherwise you're just trying to provide for your family, whatever it might be. It's a struggle. It's a struggle. But boy, on the other end, it makes the victory sweet. If everything came easy, you would just take it for granted, Brother Mike. It wouldn't be sweet. There wouldn't be anything good about it. It's a struggle that makes it sweet. You know, in the counsel of the Lord, don't ever get discouraged thinking, man, this hour looks dark. It looks like I'm not going to be able to overcome this situation. Doesn't look like God's going to come through. A lot of times He'll come through just in the nick of time, right at the last minute, trying to stretch our faith, trying to help us be something more than what we are. He's got everything under control. The counsel of the Lord that shall stand. The very thing that they said they were trying to do away with was the very thing that God did. Man cannot stop God. He can't stop him. When God says it's going to be, it's going to be. Proverbs chapter number 19, verse number 20, and don't turn to these for time's sake. I just got a few more here, and we'll finish up, and we'll be done. Hear counsel, the Bible says, Proverbs 19, verse number 20. Hear counsel and receive instruction that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end, God said. Hear counsel, receive instruction that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end. Here's another time they tried to stop the Lord. I think everybody knows how this one turned out. Matthew chapter number 27, verse number 63 and 64. They said, "Sir, we remember that deceiver," talking about Jesus, "said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days I will rise again. Command, therefore, that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away and say unto the people, he is risen from the dead, so that the last error shall be worse than the first." How well did that work out? Sealing the Lord in. Didn't work out so well, did it? We got a resurrected Savior today because man's devices don't come to pass. God's counsel does. God's counsel does, and it always will. Psalm 33 and verse number 10, "The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations." The counsel of the Lord standeth forever. Praise God for that this morning. We got hope, folks. We got hope in His Word. Don't ever think the hour's too dark for the Lord to come through. What He says is going to come to pass, will come to pass. You can bank on it. Father, thank You, dear Lord, for Your Word. God, help us, dear Lord, to put our faith and our trust in it. Thank You that we have it, dear God. Lord, that we can hold on to it this morning and use it to direct our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you enjoyed the message by Brother Travis on the counsel of the Lord shall stand. There's a lot of value bombs in there, a lot of great content, things that we can use in our workplace, in our personal life, family, every area of our life. There's some things in there we can use, and I appreciate Brother Travis bringing that out. And so, again, dear friend, reach out to us on our email at glorytohisnamepodcast@gmail.com. Be glad to correspond with you. If you have any questions, have any feedback about the podcast, we'd love to hear that. Tune back in here in a few days. We'll have another podcast coming up. We will have Dr. Lee Watts, that podcast coming up very soon, interview with him. And so I think you'll really enjoy that. So as always, our mission here is to encourage, equip, and edify the people of God, and we'll see you next time.